In this week's Cotton Newsline, four cuts. All cuts are Alan Tahar, Executive Director of Cotton Council International. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
With the Cotton USA program, what we're trying to do is work with reliable partners, those that have the better quality products that sell at higher prices around the world, to make sure that when we're entering into a licensing agreement with them, that they agree to use 50% or more U.S. cotton in their qualified product. And that is successful in places like Europe and Japan, Korea, Taiwan, some of the South American countries, where the consumer is relatively better off and can go in and select a preferred product such as our Cotton USA products.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Those better quality brands, better quality manufacturers and retailers, and take the message all the way through to the consumer that those products that contain 50% or more U.S. cotton are going to be the better quality products, the more reliable products, and consumers respond very favorably to that. So we're continuing to do very aggressive advertising in some target markets that draw our fiber all the way through from our producers to the export side, to the mills that are buying that in supplying countries, all the way to the brands and retailers and consumer.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're working very closely with Cotton Incorporated as a partner in two countries. One is India and the other is China. And I think people at this point are aware that China is the world's largest cotton producer. India is now the second one. It's bigger than the U.S. as of last year. And we want to make sure that we are getting the message to the consumer about cotton's benefits, cotton's great qualities for the consumer, so that consumers in those markets that are increasing their income, those are the most rapidly developing markets in the world, that they are going into stores and specifying cotton products as their preferred purchase.
This is Cut 4, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We just want to work with those consumers to purchase cotton. We want to encourage those countries to look at this as something they should be doing in the interest of cotton, in the interest of their producers, that they themselves should be promoting cotton demand within their own countries. That's not an easy sell, but we're optimistic that over the long term we're going to be able to convince them they ought to play their part, they ought to hold up their end of the bargain like the U.S. producers and industry have to promote consumption within their own markets.